produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Consumed my life, and every day was a fight. I had forged my path right beneath God's wrath. I lived life my way, and I was destined to pay, but Jesus took his death.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and happy Thursday. This is Tammy Polk, your host of the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. As always, the music that you heard before our show started is by my dear friend and church member, Amber Patterson DePaula, excuse me. And her music has truly, truly been a blessing to me and many others all over the world for several years now. So if you are interested in getting her music, please do reach out to me via the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivation Broadcast Facebook page, and I will get you what you need. Today's topic is going to be one that is a little heavy, yet given the time of year, it is something that we all grapple with, and that if we aren't careful, it will overtake us in a way that it is not meant to. I want to talk to you today about the importance of perseverance. And the reason why this particular topic came up for me today was because I was preparing to do a live reading of my book, Girl, Go Eat a Cookie and Persevere. And normally when I do live readings, I just read an excerpt. But after just hearing some things that some of my closest friends have been going through over the past couple of days, really, I was challenged in my spirit to just go ahead and read the whole thing, show the whole thing, simply because it was needed. And perseverance is one of those things that honestly can be tremendously tiring. And it's because we feel like we can only go for so long, that we can only hold on for so long because there are so many people, places, things, and ideas pulling at and jockeying for our attention that it can get to be a little bit too much at times. And I want to take this time, hopefully I can actually finish what I want to say, but if I don't, then you can ask me where to get the book, and I will gladly share that with you. Well, what I want to say is that there are certain areas of perseverance that can trip us up. And each one of these areas are things that are serious, and each of them is a battle in and of themselves. Because talking about struggle, pain, constantly being told no, or even dealing with doubt can be very, very daunting. And we often don't want to talk about these things because many of us don't like for people around us to know that we struggle. We don't want people to know that that we are not always as awesome, if you will, as they think that we are. But as I see on social media often, we have to learn to be okay with not being okay. It doesn't make us any less of a Christian, a woman, a person, or anything like that, because we deal with struggle. We deal with doubt, hearing no constantly, or anything like that. None of that means that you are doing anything wrong, have done anything wrong, or that your world is going to just fall apart. So the first one of these I want to talk about is persevering through adversity. And when it comes to persevering through adversity, you want to remember that while adversity is a period of weakness, we have a source in God that we can tap into so that we are able to persevere. There is no reason really for us to have small strength. Proverbs 24:10 says, if you faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. So while that light at the end of the tunnel may be faint, it's still there. And beating yourself up isn't going to do anything but tighten adversity's grip on your throat. Because there could be things working in the background for you that you may not even know about. And getting adversity off of you isn't easy. But I want you to ask yourself four key questions in the area of adversity. And it is, are you feeding adversity with your thoughts of giving up? Are you looking at your situation and saying that adversity or that bad situation is stronger than you are? Are you ignoring the fact that blessings are surrounding you? And finally, what do you see that adversity wants you to ignore? One thing about adversity is that it can surround you so much to where you cannot see the positive. And when you don't allow yourself to shake that off, hearing the word no becomes a problem. So persevering through hearing no constantly means that you actually care about what comes from not doing so. So it's not that you let someone or someone else win something or someone else win either. It's about the fact that you have to watch where your head and heart are when you hear that no. If you decide to let that no be your last straw, that is where your perseverance will take a hit. You have to understand that not everything that you present to someone will be for them. So another part of persevering through hearing the word no is that you understand that the no's will come, but they are not always final. There will be times when what you do or what you see puts up all kinds of red flags, but it doesn't mean that whatever you are endeavoring to take a hold of is now out of your reach. And I understand that hearing the word no can be painful. But persevering through pain means that you understand that doing so is necessary in order for you to heal. Now, you may be saying, well, the pain from hearing that no isn't physical. It doesn't have to be. But you need that painful moment in order to understand that you may have done too much and tried to go too hard, which is why the no came and you feel like adversity is sitting on your front porch. You need to acknowledge and deal with that pain, because persevering through it also means that you care where you stand with other people. If you're constantly complaining, woe is me, and all of that, talking about giving up, talking about throwing in the towel, you're going to attract two kinds of people. The first type are those who are going to do what you need to do so that you can be quiet, or the others who are going to agree with you and push you further down the rabbit hole. So you have to ask yourself, what still needs to be done despite what has happened? And what do I need to learn? Because pain can be a motivator as well. And what I mean by that is that pain, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, financial, or even spiritual, will let you know that you need to do whatever it takes to, as much as you can, not feel that pain ever again. It's going to cause you to hear, see, speak, and move differently while helping you to grow stronger at the same time. That's when you will figure out which one of the two people that I mentioned that you have attracted. And here's how you will know who's on what side. How does this person respond to your pain? Do they complain when you aren't having a good day and make you feel like a burden? Do they push too hard, as if they are demanding that you get better because y'all have things to do? Or do they help you manage and take things one step at a time so you don't overdo it? Those four questions will let you know everything about those people that you have around you. And don't let your pain influence you so much that you don't see that they are showing you exactly who they are. Because when pain is a motivator, you will realize that you can no longer deal with the same people's, places, things, and ideas. And if you feel like you need to hold on to them, ask yourself why. Why do I want to return to a place of pain when I see that there is no change? Is it that I think my presence will make something change? Or is there someone you're fighting to go back for? And you're hoping that they will finally see that because you made it out, they can too. Another thing about pain is that it can come from forcing an idea. And forcing an idea will lead to no's and take you back to looking at, out the window and seeing adversity sitting there smiling at you. But you have to understand that even though that wasn't the time, the place, or the purpose for the idea, you have to look at why you presented the idea in the first place. Were you, or are you currently trying to prove somebody wrong? Are you trying to make a point that no one else is concerned about but you? And are you about to go broke trying to make it work? And I understand persevering through pain takes a lot out of you, but it is worth more than you know. So you have to look at where you would be if you allow your pain to have too much power. Because allowing pain to have too much power leads to struggle. And persevering through struggle means that you start to realize that you don't have time to wallow in and complain about things. It also means that you understand, as you've heard me to say before, that your growth is not about you. And that you spend your time reaching back for those who want help and want to help themselves. But ultimately, it also means that you pay attention, accept what you know you need, use it, and move forward to relief. I am going to stop there because that was a lot, and I want to let that marinate. So this has been the Virtue Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. I am your host, Tammy Polk. I definitely want to thank Kayla Padgett, her team, her crew, and her family for continuing to go, to do, and to persevere through all that they are going through. God bless you. And to Nicole Gates, the woman who lovingly bullied me into having this radio show in the first place, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your continued support. That is my time, and I will see you guys in the new year. God bless, Godspeed in all that you do. Eat a cookie, handle business, and learn to persevere. See you soon.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.